Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Chasing the Dream by Tim Beckett, Arlington, Texas. 5 years ago, my wife Maureen suffered a mild stroke. She was 28 years old. Sorry, honey, I didn't mean to tell on you. She was a 3-pack-per-day smoker and a little overweight. She quit smoking, started a proper diet and exercise program. She stayed off cigarettes, lost weight, and got in the best shape since she was 17. Then she heard about the Danskin Women's Triathlon Series, which benefits the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Maureen decided to do it. For a year, she trained like a woman possessed. The triathlon consumed her. She got up at 4:30 a.m., headed to the gym before work, trained 6 or 7 days a week. The sprint triathlon consisted of a 0.75K swim, 1/2 mile, 20K bike course, 12 miles, and 5K run, 3 miles. On June 4, 2000, Maureen and 2,300 other women met near Austin, Texas. At 7:30 a.m., the first women dove into Lake Travis. The youngest athlete was 10, the oldest, 74. By the end of the race, I was an emotional wreck. I cried more in 4 hours than in the past 4 years. I saw my wife realize her dream as volunteers helped athletes out of the chilly morning waters. I saw determination and perseverance on their faces as they mounted their bikes. Exhaustion and pain painted the same faces as they dismounted bikes and headed out running. Finally, there were tears of joy as they crossed the finish line. They hugged one another, sobbing, collapsing to their knees, not from exhaustion, but from pride and joy in their accomplishment. My daughter and I watched Maureen start and complete each segment. We cheered so loudly as she passed. The look on her face was the glow of realizing her dream. Our 8-year-old daughter was so proud as Mommy got her medal. Maureen ran over to us and we stood hugging and crying. She had done it. One team of 40 women, the Survivor team, had beaten breast cancer or are undergoing treatment. They stuck together, never letting one member lag behind. These wonderful ladies crossed the finish line in the pouring rain. I cried my eyes out as they cried and hugged each other. There were women from all across the country, women of all ages and sizes. A 73-year-old grandmother crossed the finish line in driving rain with her daughter and granddaughter on either side. I became determined to stay until the last athletes finished, so they would hear the cheers and the applause the others heard. One special woman crossed the finish line last at every race. Susan Edwards is committed to being the last at every Danskin Triathlon, so no athlete will be in last place. Every one of these women chased a dream. That day, they caught it.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.